About a year or so ago, I sent a LinkedIn request to a bigwig at PRX, the Public Radio Exchange. Their podcast network has a lot of great content, and I thought Dating While Gray would enhance their roster. The bigwig accepted my LinkedIn request, but he very nicely and quickly said no thanks to Dating While Gray joining PRX. They'd recently signed a contract for a dating-related podcast, and he didn't think there was an audience for the both of us. Well, that show has since launched. It's now in season two. It's funny and insightful. The guests are open and really put it all out there. But otherwise, surprise, it's nothing like Dating While Gray. Of course there's room for both of us. There is one big coincidence. The creator and producer lives right here in my new hometown. We got together recently to talk about our shared mission. As you'll hear, she's also keenly interested in gray daters.
My name is Caitlin Pierce, and I'm the creator and producer of Hang Up, which is a reality dating podcast with no rings attached.
I love the tagline. What I'm curious about is how you got interested in the topic of dating as a podcaster.
Well, obviously, I'm very medium biased, but I often think that in audio, we do like better versions of what is done in television. Mm. So I think we assume that our audience is smarter. I think that we just make like better quality work. When I came up with the idea for Hang Up, it was in December 2020, so a dark time, literally and metaphorically. And I really liked reality shows, but like a lot of people have the complaint that they are done really poorly. You feel bad while you're watching them. They don't align with my values. So I started really complaining to my husband, like, how I wish someone would make a better version of a reality dating show specifically, and how easy it would be to do it. And so then, you know, every day I was so bored, I had no job. And so I was coming up with like really specific ways that someone could do it.
Dating While Gray was born out of my personal experience. You have a husband.
Yes.
Do you have an open marriage?
We do. I actually date other queer people, but I didn't when I started making Hang Up. So Hang Up is kind of my, I didn't know it at the time, but it was kind of my like art project to figure out a lot of stuff about myself too. Yeah.
Do you think for you it was the pandemic that helped you realize who you were?
That's a great question. I'm 36, just to almost 37. and I don't know if it was the pandemic. I don't identify with the term like being in the closet or like coming out of the closet, because I think that implies that I had this like part of myself that I was like hiding or something. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was more of like learning who I am as I, you know, became older.
You were married, heterosexually married, uh-huh, when this, I don't know. I hate to. It's not like.
No, it's okay.
This
I don't know what words or, you either. Yeah.
But so because the focus of Hang Up is not necessarily heterosexual dating.
Yes.
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 Okay. So tell us about the concept of the show.
Kind of like a cross between The Bachelor and Love is Blind. So there is one main person who we call the star, and we connect them or we match them with six callers. So there's kind of like a phone theme throughout the show. And in each episode, the star goes on a date with each caller. And then at the end of the series of dates, chooses one person to hang up on and eliminate from the show. All the dates are over the phone. They never see each other. We never see them. So it's really off the connection they're able to make through voice only, which I think is really interesting.
Yeah.
As a listener, because we are also experiencing them in the same way.
Spoiler alert, there's one that it's pretty explicit, I think, where they're talking about what they like to do in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And even with, there was some, I could sense some hesitation in some of the voices, like, I really don't want to be talking about this. And on the one hand, I, as a person, think, oh, you know, you do need to talk about this. But do you need to talk about this before you've actually even met someone face to face?
Probably not. I mean, just to be clear, I would never be on my show. We are asking a lot of people, and it's really beautiful, like how vulnerable and open people are willing to be.
It's that time of year for gift giving and for goal setting. Know what fits both categories? Learning a new language with Rosetta Stone. It's the trusted language learning program for 30 years, available on desktop or as an app. And it truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. They offer 25 languages with fast acquisition designed for long-term retention. Plus, the built-in True Accent feature gives you feedback on your pronunciation. Rosetta Stone is also convenient. Learn anytime, anywhere, on your own schedule. And here's an amazing value. A lifetime membership offers access to all 25 language courses. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a short time, Dating While Gray listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership holiday special. This offer will not last long. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your holiday offer at rosettastone.com/today today for yourself or as a gift that keeps giving. If you haven't tackled your holiday shopping yet, no worries. Just go to Uncommon Goods. They have unique, hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Some of my favorite things are steel outdoor citronella lanterns that you can personalize, and fishing pole-inspired marshmallow roasters. I'd use them for my wood-burning fireplace. Whatever your choices are, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. If you'd rather give an experience, you can find those too. They're more than virtual classes. They're unexpected opportunities to have fun and connect in new ways. Tarot card reading, cooking and mixology, gardening, and so much more. Plus, with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. To date, they've donated more than $3 million. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/datingwhilegray. That's uncommongoods.com/datingwhilegray for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. I love this time of year because whether it's a pullover or a button-up, I love sweaters. Quince is my go-to site. They're known for Mongolian cashmere sweaters priced from $50. In fact, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because they partner directly with top factories. That cuts out the cost of the middleman, allowing the savings to be passed on to customers like you and me. And Quince works only with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing processes. So check out their sweaters. They also have beautiful leather jackets and so much more. Get cozy in Quince's high-quality wardrobe essentials. Go to quince.com/datingwhilegray for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/datingwhilegray to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/datingwhilegray. The way you approach the topic of dating is very different from the way we approach the topic of dating.
Mm-hmm.
Not better, not worse. It's just different.
Mm-hmm.
I also found it interesting that your first season was here in Richmond.
Another goal of this show is we want to profile communities, particularly queer communities, that don't get a lot of media attention. So you can be gay outside of San Francisco and New York.
No
and
way.
Chicago. Yeah. Yeah. So I know a lot of people don't know that, but yeah. And so we wanted to show that, you know, these communities exist, and also just like, I don't know, what's the deal with people in Richmond? And our second season's in Albuquerque. And so it's the same idea of just like, these are people who otherwise, like, you're not going to see on TV.
And you talked about this a little bit, that you're surprised at the vulnerability, or you appreciate them. And I'm surprised that people, what they confide in me, you know, even though sometimes we don't use their real names, but It feels to me that your show might require more vulnerability because there's sort of an end prize. They're competing to win a date.
So the twist is that at the end, the caller can choose whether they want to go on a all-expenses-paid vacation with the star, or they hang up on the star and take a cash prize instead. So they have incentive to keep going along with the game, seeing if the connection is formed and still there. And if it's not in the end and they are the last person chosen, then they get to choose, they can choose cash. They don't have to continue on with the star.
Yeah. And they have to make their choice before they actually meet the star face to face.
Yes.
It's just a date, people. This is, I don't understand why anybody wouldn't have gone through with the whole thing.
Whenever I tell people about this, everyone says either, well, that's silly. Of course they're going to take the vacation. Or that's silly. Of course they're going to take the cash.
Yeah.
And the thing I think is hard to imagine is that they are literally on the phone for maybe 3 hours total.
Oh.
Before they have to make this choice. So imagine you've never seen this person. You're on the phone with them. And that's the thing, too. It's like, it's not like I pay for your nice dinner out. It's like you're going on a vacation.
But it's just for a weekend.
Yeah, yeah. It's just for a weekend. There are, just to be clear, there are separate bedrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, we make sure everyone's safe. But it is like, if you're not sure about that connection, wouldn't you just rather have some cash?
This is where some of my listeners might be particularly interested. You are looking for older people to profile, yes, or to include?
Yes. So we would love to cast people who are, you know, over 50. We're really open. We're casting a really wide net initially. We're open to, as you've heard, all kinds of bodies, all kinds of genders, all different attractions, all different sexualities, all different abilities. So if you're listening and interested at all, please apply. We also have a nomination form.
Now, I don't like this part. I have to say, I think I understand what you're going for, but... For example, please do not nominate me because I don't think I could. I don't have the comfort level.
Just because you apply or are nominated does not mean you're on the show the next day.
Right.
There is a long vetting process. We talk, you know, and connect multiple times. It's very high consent. I really describe what it's like being on the show. There's a lot of rejection baked into the show, and that some people aren't going to feel comfortable with that. And our most important thing is that people are having a really good time.
Right.
And that people are really proud of what we put out, which I don't think is often the case with reality TV.
Can you say that again? I think that is a very important point.
Yeah. So both myself and our host, Zakiya Gibbons, and our editor and sound designer, Ben Montoya, we all have journalist backgrounds. I have over 10 years of experience making documentaries, and we bring that kind of ethos into our work. So even though it's in the reality genre, we work with people just the same as you work with people.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure it's a little different.
No, right? but it's honesty, yeah. And it's, yes.
It's just important that people are safe and healthy first, and then that from there that we can have a really good time and we're not here to drag people. There's definitely some playful roasting definitely baked in, but it's just... If people aren't having a good time, I don't know why I'm making this thing.
Yes.
You know, I'm not here to add to the pile of, you know, dumpster fire. We have plenty of that content.
Yes.
You can find that on your streaming service. But we're here to make something different. And we treat people with care. And also, if you're listening and you're like, I am looking for someone new, but I don't want to do something like that, then don't apply. You know, like, that's okay. We're looking for people who just, like, want to have a really weird time.
Weird in a good way.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So if you do want to apply or nominate someone, you can go to hangupshow.com/apply.
hangupshow.com/apply.
Yeah.
Again, do not nominate me, please. Speed Dating While Gray audio production and mix is by Steve Lack Audio. For more on the show, including how to get in touch with me, go to datingwhilegray.com. I'm Laura Stassi. Thanks for listening.